wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'.
Hold it now.
Brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, inspired by an eye for the classic, fueled by a passion for the future. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala, find new roads from Washington. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil, Gary, good morning. Hope all is well with you. I don't know about you, but man, anytime the weekend hits and my phone lights up and I see breaking news, the first thing I think about is there another mass shooting or combination of shootings in Chicago? Over this past weekend, 13 people were shot in a park, including a 3-year-old boy. And so it begs the question, every time these things happen, how do you deal with it? And the question is, some people have been asking, is it time for the National Guard to be sent into Chicago to quell the violence? So we turn to retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore, who happens to be in Chicago. He'll be speaking at Chicago State University this morning. General Honore, what about that? Because you've debated folks about this on Twitter. I've seen the feeds. You know, can the National Guard help in this situation, or is it a bad idea?
Well, it's an option, though. It's one of the tools in the box. But the first thing, normally, they would call the state police in for backup, and then federal law enforcement to go after two things, Roland. To go after the cartels that's providing the contraband that fuel these gangs, which is drugs, and the weapons. That's the cartel bringing that in. Then part two, the federal and the state could help with that. What the National Guard could do, Roland, is they could help thicken the police support by linking up with the police due to driving, then relieve policemen who are on patrol duty, like guard duty, downtown and at state officials. They could be a backup. But the primary people to work the streets where this is happening need to be police officers with a combination of guard people helping them. But as you saw, the governor and the mayor is in denial that they need any help. But the Chicago police cannot handle this problem. They have proved it for over a year now that they're not big enough and they need more assets to be able to work on this as a tactical solution.
Now, you said walking the streets, and I was talking to a couple of folks this weekend. Do they need some type of thing that we saw in Iraq when we had the surge, if you will, when President Bush sent 30,000 additional troops in? And what I mean by that is a surge. I think Fort Worth did it when I was covering City Hall there. Well, literally, you never knew when they would drop blockades, where they would put up barriers. Anybody coming through, they were checking IDs. They were looking into cars. And so it's not like stop and frisk where they was sort of targeting people. It was anybody coming in and out were checked. Is that also needed to sort of have that mass show of force to let folks know, act a fool, we will come after you?
Yes, and the police know how to do them. Let me tell you something, Norton. If this was happening on Michigan Avenue, they would have done that already. Okay? They would not let that lie that happen at Soldier Field. This continues in Chicago. It's underserved in this police department. And they fail to ask for help, but we do need a surge in the south side of Chicago where these shootings happen. And then they have to be a collaborative effort working with the people. These are tactical moves, but they've got to make a strategic move in Chicago. They've got to go back in and invest in those schools. Most of those kids that did the shooting, I'll bet you a fat man at three chunkies they can't read.
Yeah,
but I bet you they can't read. We got to fix that. That's the long-term solution. Then we got to say to ourselves, what in the hell is a 3-year-old doing out almost at midnight?
That's your other question. It's true. But
so we got to have some real adult conversations about how we stop this happening in the next generation and secure the streets, like you said, Roland, take down the cartels and provide some security so people can sit on their porch and enjoy the liberties of this country, because right now these gangs are running Chicago. The mayor is not running.
That's the long term, though. But how do we get to the short term? If you say that the governor and the mayor are in denial, what do the people do in order to get them to change that denial and get the military in there to help them change the situation?
Well, I don't know what it's going to take. The people are going to have to raise up. The people are going to have to hit the brakes and make a statement through the their own actions and speak loud and clear. And when the people start marching down Michigan Avenue because they're not getting enough protection and they're not being protected from these violent gangs, then the mayor will start acting, then the governor will start acting. This is a shame to have an American city, one of our iconic place. You know, a lot of the people live in the south side of Chicago. They came where we came from. They came from the Delta of Mississippi and Louisiana and Tennessee for a better opportunity. Now, three generations later, they're living under terror of their own kids. This has got to be fixed.
Well, General, so you're saying a mass march down Michigan Avenue that will get the attention of business, civic, and political leaders, that's what's going to get their attention.
Or are you going to do the
same? Are you going to do the same thing in Milwaukee? They had had multiple deaths over the weekend too. Are you going to do the same thing in Detroit? Are you going to do the same thing in New Orleans?
I mean, yes. Yes. Okay. That's what it's going to take.
Okay. All right. Enough said.
Retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, on point. We appreciate it, sir. Thanks a bunch.
Good luck in Chicago.
Speak today at Chicago State University this morning.
Bye.
All right.